At a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday, there were no Democrats present, but Senator John Kennedy, a Republican, opened the hearing anyway.
Senator Grassley asked me to read a little statement here. I'd like to briefly mention why we're holding this hearing while the Senate's in recess. It's because Ranking Member Feinstein agreed to hold this hearing.
And with that, the Republicans who were present began to review nominees to federal court judgeships. The office of the senior committee Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, denied that she agreed to the hearing as characterized. In fact, Democrats were so infuriated by the Republican effort to push through more confirmations that they boycotted yesterday's meeting. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson is here to talk about this. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Jeremy.
So after the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Senate Democrats agreed to confirm 15 lower court judges before recessing until the midterms. But now they say Republicans broke a promise regarding judicial nominees. What's going on here?
What's going on here is that the Republican Party and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have made basically a bet that one of the significant and lasting accomplishments during their tenure is going to be the confirmation of federal judges, mostly young, conservative, white, male federal judges, to lifetime appointments on district courts and federal appeals courts around the country. And these Republicans are not going to let things like the Senate recess stop them. So yesterday they went ahead and held a hearing for six judicial nominees, even though Senator Dianne Feinstein and Democrat from California, the top Democrat on the committee, as you noted, Jeremy, was actually at home in California preparing to debate her opponent because right. She's running for re-election. Other Democrats didn't show up either. In fact, very few Republicans actually showed up for this hearing. So the nominees got a very, very light round of questioning and moved along.
Is there anything Democrats can do to stop Republicans from doing this?
Yeah, they can win elections. Republicans control the White House, and Donald Trump has been nominating these young conservatives for the federal bench, and Republicans control the Senate, which has the advice and consent function here. So if Democrats really want to do something, they're going to need to win more elections. Now, if you talk to progressive advocates and activists out there, they say that Democrats could have been firmer in standing up last week and not agreeing to this deal to confirm 15 federal judges before they left town for the recess. There are some things on the margins that Democrats could do more of, but by and large, the Republicans hold the power here, and they are using it.
And just give us a sense of what we missed yesterday. Who got through?
Yes. So the main focus of yesterday's hearing was a young woman lawyer named Allison Rushing. She's been nominated to serve on the Federal Appeals Court for the Fourth Circuit. Jeremy, she is only 36 years old. She's one of the youngest people we have seen in a generation or two nominated to a federal appeals court. She was a clerk for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and also a clerk for Neil Gorsuch, now on the Supreme Court. She has conservative bona fides and is highly regarded in that conservative elite legal community out there.
Not that there's anything wrong with 36-year-olds, because I'm 36 right now. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thanks a lot.
Thank you.